The Sleep Outfitters 4th of July sale is happening now. Save up to $1,000 on Beautyrest Black adjustable sets and experience next-level comfort and support. Plus, enjoy free white glove delivery and setup. But hurry, deals this big won't last long. Only at Sleep Outfitters.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The European Union's foreign policy chief, Kaja Kallas, visits Dublin today ahead of Ireland assuming the EU presidency next month, and she's expected to discuss support for Ukraine and mounting pressure on Russia. And this, of course, includes a discussion on the Limerick Alumina refinery, which is now at the centre of debates around sanction. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe is on the line. Sean, remind us of the issues with Orgainish Alumina.
So it's the biggest alumina plant in Europe and supplies a huge amount to Europe, but also some to Russia. It was bought in 2007 by a company controlled by effectively a Russian, or then controlled at least by a Russian oligarch, somebody who has been sanctioned by the EU and who is seen as a close ally of Vladimir Putin. Now, over the years, he is sort of divested from some of that and doesn't control an owning stake anymore, but still is involved in the business. This obviously came up at the time the sanctions were introduced, when the war in Ukraine broke out and the EU started putting heavy sanctions on Russia in 2022. And Orgainish Alumina and the controlling company were left out of those sanctions initially, which proved a bit of controversy at the time. It was raised in the Dáil by a number of left-wing TDs who said that basically we were contradicting ourselves. We said we were supporting Ukraine, and yet we weren't actually going to put sanctions on. The question has been, where is this alumina, which is it's basically a powder that goes into the manufacture of aluminum. Where is it going? And a certain amount of it is going to Russia. There had been reports earlier this year as much as 80%. Those reports proved erroneous. It's closer to 40%. But there was an investigation earlier on this year by a group of different outlets involving the Irish Times, which basically tried to track the supply chain of all of this. And that report suggested that it could trace the alumina through various different companies, ultimately into weapons that were being used in by Russia in the war in Ukraine. That's something that the company has denied, Orgainish Alumina, saying it has a controlled production facility and supply chain, and that its alumina is not going towards weapons. But obviously some in the EU question that after this reporting, and it's something that Kaja Kallas is going to be bringing up with the Taoiseach today.
Now, in respect of the European Commission decision not to sanction Orgainish Alumina, in part you might think that that was Ireland protecting its own national interest in terms of the money that we make in taxation and revenues and everything else. But in actual fact, the self-interest, as far as I understand it, is as much about European member states as it is us, because an awful lot of the aluminium oxide that is produced in the banks of the Shannon heads for the EU.
Yeah, there's a bit of both in it. So if you look at the domestic first, you had Patrick O'Donovan, the minister who's from Limerick, who's obviously from the constituency where this plant is based. And back in 2022, when he was facing that criticism from opposition TDs, said that there are about 1,000 jobs supported by the plant there, and it in no way is supporting the Russian war effort. And it is, as I said, the biggest plant in Europe. And when you look at those exports that go into things, you know, like airplane manufacturing, again, another hugely important area for Ireland when you get into the leasing side of it. So this isn't just one-sided. Like, it wasn't because of the Irish advocating on the European stage that it was left out of sanctions. There are definitely other interests in here now, but it has been brought under the microscope as the EU sort of considers further sanctions against Russia. Kaja Kallas is quite involved in that. Some want her as the EU's top diplomat to get involved in sort of a broker, effectively, between Russia and Ukraine at this stage. That's something she's rejected and said there's no real evidence that Russia wants to end this war at the minute. So it further puts, I suppose, in a kind of an awkward spotlight on Ireland ahead of the European presidency. But it isn't just Ireland who are impacted by it. No, because the owners of the plant have also said, look, if you do this, you put heavy sanctions on us, there's every chance the plant may well close. They mightn't have said it in that strong language, but that is certainly the subtext to it. And that not only costs jobs locally, but will impact the European economy more than others. And people like Billy Kelleher saying as lately as yesterday that when you're considering sanctions, the first thing you have to look at is, are you doing more damage to your enemy than you are yourself?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how brightly that spotlight is shone over the days of her visit. Sean, thank you very much. That is News Talk's political correspondent, Sean Defoe.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.